better feeling thought. We are visiting with a woman one day who was living an exaggerated experience of what was happening in her life was very much what she didn't want to be. She was having physical pain, arthritis in her hips, and she was in near constant discomfort. And she said, "How can I find positive thoughts when I'm in so much pain?" And we said, as you hear us and as you get the sense of this emotional journey, everything will fall into place. We explained to her that what is what she's living, which means how much money's in my bank account or who's in my bed at night with me or how my body feels, that's the action journey that she's living that already is. But right alongside that action journey is an emotional journey, which is her emotional response to all of those things. And that's the thing that we're wanting you to come round to understanding. If you will make your awareness of this stream and your awareness of how you feel a simple emotional journey, so that you're focusing your thoughts into improving the way you feel, it takes all of the clutter and all of the chaos out of all of it. In other words, you don't have to be scattered. You can be clear. And here, so consider this. So let's say that you had an interesting day or week or month where you were interacting with someone who really pushed all your buttons and made you realize, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that, which means I do want that, I do want that, I do want that, I do want that. And then let's say that you took a tour of beautiful homes and you want that, you want that, you want that, and your car is annoying you, it's not dependable and it embarrasses you, and so you want that, you want that, you want that. So all of these desires are framed up over here in vibrational escrow. And then you heard what we said here today, and you leave here saying, I get it. My work is to find the feeling place that matches all of the things that are waiting for me in vibrational escrow. So you take one happy subject of your life, might be a friend, might be something you remembered happening, might be one aspect of your life that's going really well. It might be a trip that you have planned that you know you're going to go on.
That I just took.
And you focus on that trip. You get talking about it. You remember the positive aspects of it. You give it more or less your undivided attention. You think about it. You bask in the idea of it. You get your juices flowing about it. So now what's happened is, because you are choosing a subject that's easy to focus on, and more important, easy to feel good while you focus on it, you focus yourself into a better feeling place, and guess what you just did? By using any excuse in the world to focus yourself into a better feeling place, you come into alignment with the car, you come into alignment with the house, you come into alignment with the lover, you come into alignment with the money. In other words, you don't have to keep thinking about the specifics of those things. You just can't offer vibrational patterns that have you in a vibrational range that's different from where they are. When you think about the house that you want, it's because you want the security of it. You want the beauty of it. In other words, everything that you want has deep feeling tones within it. And so when you, and it goes the same way, you could have your vibrational escrow full of all kinds of wonderful things that are some manifesting and some getting ready to manifest. And you could find some irritating subject in your life, and you could use it as your excuse to keep yourself turned upstream, and you could then disallow yourself from flowing easily and effortlessly toward the fruition of all of these things. And then you say, I'm scattered. Then you say, this is all too complicated. Then you say, I can't get the right thoughts lined up. And we say, it's not about thinking the thoughts. It's about caring about how you feel and then adjusting the thoughts to what feels good. Esther has, over time, she has found a handful of things that when she thinks about them, she always feels good. One of them is the treehouse. When Esther focuses upon the treehouse, she mentally climbs up the switchbacks and gets all the way to the top of this treehouse and stands right up in the trees and looks out across the horizon, and in her mind's eye, she feels the energy of the treehouse. And she has found